Rutherford Issues with Brian Barrett on FM 101.9 and AM 1450 Murfreesboro, FM 100.5 Smyrna. Listen and watch at WGNSradio.com.
Rutherford Issues is powered by Middle Tennessee Electric, reminding you programmable thermostats adjust temperatures automatically, helping you stay cool and save money. Find energy-saving tools and tips at mte.com/myenergyplan. Well, no one hotter that I know that is just killing it out there than Lee Colvin, Edward Jones financial advisor, who joins us this morning. Mr. Colvin, how are you, sir?
Ryan, I am fantastic. How are you doing today, buddy?
I'm good. So you are out enjoying the nice, cool weather out there, huh?
Always.
Sounds like you're at my door.
I thought this would be a surprise Tuesday.
Oh.
I show up in your studio.
It's crazy. How do you do that? I mean, I'm talking to you on the phone, and then all of a sudden you're walking up the steps and around the corner and all of that. So I'll let you come in and, you know, catch your breath and settle in. I don't want things to get too hairy for you there. So Lee is, of course, Edward Jones financial advisor and really does a wonderful job on everything that he does, helping you make sense of your money and all of that. So we're going to hear from Lee today in just one quick second. So we first need to tell you about this.
This segment has been sponsored by the local Edward Jones office of Lee Colvin. The host of this show and Edward Jones have an existing business relationship. This event is not a testimonial of the services provided by Edward Jones financial advisor Lee Colvin.
On Big GTV, we're going to go from the graphic that says guest on phone to, let's see, guest in person. Aww. How about that?
Fantastic. And don't look out the weather window today. It might melt.
Yeah, boy.
Man, it's getting hot out there.
Were your tires melting? Is that why?
Whew. It is just sweltering.
Is there a reason why there may be one of Murfreesboro's finest police officers outside the door with a radar gun?
No, actually not today.
Not today. Okay.
Those were my younger years. Well, like last week.
You know, I think I've ridden in your car like maybe twice, go to lunch, and never been more scared in my life. But that's why it's been a long time ago. But anyway, good to have you in studio.
You is good to be here with you, buddy.
Well, we're going to be talking about planning your business exit today.
Brian, I am just telling you, please. That is why I am always in such a hurry to try to get to these business owners. This is such a major need to discuss. And folks, if you're out there, if you're listening, if you've got the radio turned on and maybe you're distracted with something else, take these 10 to 20 minutes and let's just listen real quick, please. Because if you own a business, you've probably spent countless hours thinking about how to grow the business, working to manage the daily operations and to serve your customers. But have you thought about how you will eventually step away from it?
Mm.
Right? Everybody has a dream.
It doesn't last forever, huh?
No. And while it might seem premature, planning your successful exit from your business is one of the smartest moves that you can make as an owner.
I was talking with my son about this, and you know, they do, been working with the church, they have a lot of volunteers, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And
right,
he said their mentality is, who's the next person who can step into this role, who's the next person who can do that? So you always have to be thinking ahead.
You've got to be planning.
Yeah,
right?
Made me think about that when you said it. Most business owners, are they thinking this way? I mean, it's like they're all in, right?
This is the problem, and this is why this has become such an urgent issue with Edward Jones, other investment firms in the country, you know, your CPAs, your attorneys, all of your professionals. Because the reality is that most business owners have 80 to 90% of their net worth tied up in their companies, according to the Exit Planning Institute. 80 to 90% of your net worth is in your company, according to EPI. Mm. Now, that's a significant investment that really deserves careful planning, because we want to make sure that it's protected, right? Especially because of this percentage. Please listen to this, folks. 80 to 90% of your assets or net worth are in your business, but unfortunately, 70 to 80% of businesses that are put on the market do not sell.
Wow.
70 to 80% do not sell, and about half of all business exits are involuntary due to an unexpected circumstance like a health issue, family emergencies, management disputes, or economic downturns.
Wow.
I mean, these are just real life, everyday events. And we just really want to make you aware that we're here to help with this. And we want to make it known that these are things that we want to talk to you about.
The, of course, exit planning is not just planning for your retirement. I mean, you're talking about things about, you know, what happens in a transition. I mean, all kinds of things go into that. It's not just about how I'm going to enjoy sipping Mai Tais on the beach.
Certainly not. No, you know, it's really taking control of your future. It's ensuring that you can transition away from your business. But here's the important part. Ensuring that you can transition away from your business when and how you choose, right? Mm-hmm. It doesn't mean, hey, we're not talking about you had to exit plan today. This might be 3 years, 5 years, 10 years. I mean, it may be, we don't know when. It's all about you, when and how you choose for this to happen, and working with you on this. But you can start with the end, retirement, selling, whatever you're doing, in mind, and a proactive approach that can inform your current business decisions and help increase the company's value and marketability.
Let's get a beginning here, you know, like personal goals. I would think for both, you know, the transaction of transferring a business, if you will, and what you're going to do afterward, you know, those are all very important. Maybe just kind of walk us through what that example might look like.
Sure. So let's say, you know, maybe you want to sell only a portion of your business. Maybe you want to stay on as a paid consultant, or maybe you want to use the proceeds to start your next venture, right? Maybe you've enjoyed one position, one job, one business, and when you want to start a new business. Understanding your vision helps shape everything today.
And you'll want to look at how much money you're going to need. I mean, we talk about this a lot on the program for your retirement, and it's all different for everyone. You know, how do you want to live? You know, vacations, mm-hmm. all of those kinds of things have to be part of this plan.
We all live different lifestyles, mm-hmm. right? And accounting for your expenses that may be currently covered by the business, like your cell phone, your vehicles, your travel, your health care. Don't forget about your legacy goals too, what you want to leave for your family or your charitable causes.
A team, you know, it's football season. A team is important to have all the positions you know, right? And so I know that that's a part of building a team as a business owner too.
Definitely. You know, at the center, you should be a financial advisor. You know, when I look at this from my perspective as the advisor, I want to be someone who can help you through the planning process, the execution, and the post-sale phase. Mm-hmm. All of these are integral. Not any one can be skipped or forgotten about.
And there are others that go along with financial advisor. We talk about this all the time. You can probably name them off the top of your head, right?
You know, you've got to have your tax professional. You have to have that legal advisor. Think about a commercial banker. Think about maybe a business valuation expert. I've literally given away, you know, while we talk about tax and legal experts all the time, I literally gave away business valuation expert names twice in the last week.
Yeah.
That's just how more prominent it's becoming. And depending on your exit strategy, you might later add specialists like business brokers, investment bankers, employee stock ownership plan advisors, things that you may have just never needed, never thought of.
In any business, it's important to also know, you know, what is this business worth, right?
Oh, so important.
I mean, right? What's the value?
It's a good idea to get a calculation of value at least 3 to 5 years. 3 to 5 years before your planned exit. I didn't say 3 to 5 months.
Mm-hmm.
I said 3 to 5 years before your planned exit. This isn't as formal or as expensive as a qualified appraisal, but it gives you a realistic range of what your business might be worth so that you can properly plan.
And doing this that many years in advance maybe will give you areas to increase your value in the years to come when you get ready to sell, maybe.
I mean,
are we talking the same language?
What am I doing here, folks? After 20 years, I mean, he might as well just do the whole thing. He's heard it enough.
Well, you're the expert.
I love it, Brian. No, you were right on the mark. You know, doing that valuation can really help you find steps that can reveal gaps between what you need financially and what your business could sell for. And if so, you know, don't panic, because now you have options. Maybe you want to work longer. Maybe you want to adjust your spending expectations. Maybe you want to save more outside the business, or focus on increasing, to your statement a moment ago.
Yeah.
Maybe now you have time to focus on increasing your company's value, because maybe you know where some of the gaps are. You can boost value by increasing profits through higher market share, new products, better pricing, reduced costs. You can also improve intangible assets like employee expertise, operational systems, and customer relationships.
I would think that maybe one of the first things, and I'm not trying to reorder here, but if this is your thought and you're putting together this plan, it's just like that volunteer example I gave a moment ago. Who's going to be the person to step in? Who's going to succeed you? That's got to be a consideration.
It always is a consideration, right? Consider who your successor might actually be. You know, selling your interest to family members, maybe to business partners, possibly to employees, can often provide more control over timing when you actually want to sell out, or lower transaction costs, maybe how much more you get to keep. But these things, they also may result in lower sales prices. Selling the business to third parties can typically bring higher proceeds, but also offer less control over the process.
Well, if I had to sum up in my brain what would be the bottom line of what we talked about here today, planning your business exit strategy, start to finish, is start early.
It's never too early, really.
Yeah.
Never too early. Start planning your exit now. Start planning your business with the exit in mind. Mm-hmm. You're getting your business started. Let's go ahead and start talking about an exit. Is that 30 years from now? Is that 2 years from now? Wherever you might be, you know, you may be somebody who's just starting a business and thinks, hey, I'm trying to get going, but what does it look like, right? We have to set our goals, set those future goals, and reverse engineer to know where I'm trying to go. Or if you've already been in business for 20, 30 years and you're saying, hey, I'm about ready to, you know, shut this thing down, let's talk and let's plan. Let's look at what's the value, where are your benefits, what kind of growth do you need to get to your financial, personal financial goal. And whether you're thinking about stepping away next year or in the next decade, taking proactive steps now puts you in control of your business's future and your own financial security.
Or even the next 30 years. I mean, whatever the case may be. And one of the other key pieces of information is that there are a lot of people you need to help along the way, and a financial advisor is one of those. If there's a local business owner, and we're all about local business, we are a local business, those that are listening right now that maybe don't have this exit strategy planned and don't really know where to start, I'd say Lee Colvin is a good place to start, or another Edward Jones financial professional here in Rutherford County.
You know, Brian, as I tell everybody, we have quite a few of us here in town, quite a few of us here in the county, in the state. Please, if you have a good, you know, financial advisor that you trust, I'll be a little biased today and say, especially if it's Edward Jones, please go talk to them. If you don't and you need somebody, please feel free to call my office. We can field some initial questions. We can find a little bit about you and your situation and your needs. And from there, we can either help you directly in our office, or we can find the office local to you that may be the best fit for where you're trying to head, what your goals are.
Lee Colvin, our guest today on Rutherford Issues. Check the podcast. It'll be up lickety-split for you.